Blog Talk Radio.
No words can tell it all. My love is from the heart. Each tear I cry, why my eyes? Why are we so far? I want to be next to you.
Welcome to yet another aspect of the Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Radio and Television Network. This is your one-stop destination for edutainment, entertainment, empowerment, and energetic sparks you need to ignite your life so you can live the epic life now you deserve today in love, life, and business. Don't look for the light at the end of the tunnel. Choose to be the light in the tunnel and blaze a trail to your success. My purpose is to help you unleash your inner genius while giving greatness daily with blazing, amazing content. And now your host, Toy Parker.
Good morning, good evening, or good afternoon, depending on where you are around the world. Yes, I am your host, Toy Parker, and thank you so much for joining me on the Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Network. This is just one aspect of the growing network around the globe. So many different events, so many different places, but guess what? I am so grateful for each and every one of you that get to hashtag join the conversation. We'll be having more talks on Blab tomorrow night. We'll be answering more questions actually live. Last week's session was hashtag definitely blazing, amazing. This week we got another wonderful show lined up for you tonight. Tonight we're going to have a candid conversation about how to balance working out with nutrition, proper rest, and good eating habits. It's time to hashtag work yourself to wellness. So just want to, of course, again, welcome you to yet another aspect of the Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Network, your one-stop destination for edutainment, entertainment, empowerment, and energetic sparks that you need to ignite your life so you can live the epic life now you deserve in love, life, and business. Again, hashtag, because that's what our purpose here is for you to do, to unleash your inner genius while we give greatness daily with blazing, amazing content. We'll start out with some housekeeping. So what we'll do, we'll take a little break, and when we come back, we'll do some housekeeping, then we'll take another break, and then we'll get right into our topic tonight. First, we're going to talk about some healthy food trends, and we've got even more, so stick around. Don't miss it. We'll be right back right after this.
No words can tell it all. My love is from the heart. Each tear I cry, why my eye? Why are we so far? I want to be next to you. Let my letter day, always feel and pray, longing for more and more, so much things to say. I want to be next to you.
Put it on. At about 16, I thought that I could do it on my own. Never committed, cause I really thought that I was grown. Every time I was in trouble, I had to pick up the phone. Nevertheless, you always answered on my call. Even though you knew that I was always set up for a fall. You always bailed me out, really and truly never struggled. But I was dedicated to go right back to my hustle. Look at me now, bugging, I can't take it anymore. Even if I'm making 30 G's a month, I'm really bored. I'm back now, just wanna relax now. Just wanna be next to you. This is my confess to you.
No words can tell it all. My love is from the heart. Each tear I cry, why my eye? Why are we so far? I wanna be next to you. Next to you. Don't let my letter say. Always feel and pray. Longing for more and more. So much things to say. I wanna be next.
was then and now I'm here and it's a wrap. I'ma give you everything and I'm gonna keep it
real.
Every day and night I'ma get on my knees and tell you how I
feel.
I'm so in love with you, now on it's you and I. Unreal, it's me and you, nobody gonna rob this pride. The enemy's a liar, trying to get into my mind. I'ma stand on your word cause no weapon shall prosper in my life. Can't do it by myself, I'ma need you by my side. It's real talk, that's why I
can't go on without you.
Yes, it's time to ignite your life and unleash your inner genius in love, life, and business today. Be sure to visit toyparker.com to schedule your 30-minute breakthrough session for love, life, and or business. Plus, for powerful resources and course dates and times, stop by igniteyourlifebreakthroughinstitute.com and be sure to register for upcoming webinar series that are specially designed to help you unleash your inner genius. Find Toy on all social media via her About section on google.com/+ Toy Parker Media.
And we are back. Thank you so much to everyone who's joined us, whether you're streaming live, if you're listening to the rebroadcast via podcast, hello and good morning or good evening or good afternoon to you. If those of you who are calling in, thank you so much for joining us live on air. For you who are streaming live with us right now, thank you for joining us live on air. We appreciate every single one of you, each and every one of you, every single week. And so what we're going to do is a little bit of housekeeping. If you have not already joined our Facebook group, be sure to go to hashtag Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker. On Facebook, do your search, put in hashtag Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker. We'll come right up. Knock on the door. We will always let you in. Also, if you have not had a chance to, be sure to like our Facebook page on by the same name, Toy Parker, Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker on Facebook. Like the page and then be sure to join the group so that you can take part in hashtag Blazing Amazing Conversation. I've gotten quite a few inboxes of people who are drinking their gallon of water. So we have a lot of gallon water challenges out there. If you want to join us with that, please be sure to do so. I recommend that you actually kind of mark each level as you continue to drink so that you can have a mark to kind of get to. But we'll talk about that in our topic when we talk about hydration and staying hydrated. But also, and I also got a few texts as well. Thank you so much to those of you who are supporting us and joining us. Did want to give a special thank you out there to Lanice Robinson. Every time we have a show, she's always coming in and she does a little check-in in the Facebook group. Thank you so much. Also, Kimberly Arrington, the Beauties of IME University. Thank you so much. Also, who else? Oh, Donna Cross, always supporting, and Eric. Cannot remember your last name, but there are a whole lot of people, and if I have not mentioned your name, please know, do not charge it to my head or my heart, neither one. Just know that I do appreciate you, and I know you're out there listening, and I do appreciate all of your support here at this network. I want to give a thank you to our sponsors. We are looking for additional sponsors for this season, so if you want to, you can feel free to, if you're interested in being a sponsor and having your business broadcast throughout networks across social media. Over 10,000 viewers and more, be sure to send an email, toy@toyparker.com, and I can send you your information, or you can go straight to the website and click on Become a Sponsor at toyparker.com, and you can do that as well. We are always, always looking for other sponsors because we want to continue to make the network by growing the network. For those of you who are just joining us tonight, we're talking about how to hashtag work yourself to wellness, workout, rest, eat, hydrate, and repeat. That's what we're talking about tonight. First things first, what we're going to do, we're going to do a little bit, finish up our housekeeping, and then we're going to get straight into conversation about, first we're going to talk about nutrition, and then we're going to do workouts, and then we're going to talk about hydration. If you are in the Raleigh area, we do have an Ignite Your Life event. We have a free family fitness fun day, so you can come to the Pleasant Valley Fitness Connection and ask for Toy, ask for me, come and having a little meet and greet out there, and you can come in and work out for free. If you have a child that would need to be in the kids club, you do need to let me know in advance. So you'll need to actually send me an inbox or something so I can make special arrangements. But if it's just you and your spouse or you and your friend, be sure to just come on out and we'll work it out. But I do need to know if there are children in advance. I usually have a registration for that. I might just still create that just to be on the safe side. We're doing it on Saturday and Sunday. The one on Saturday is the one that's announced, but we are extending it to Sunday as well. And I'm really excited because we do it almost every quarter. I used to do it every month, and I might go back to that if I get enough response. But it's really great. You get to come out, work out for one day, free of charge. And then I also will give you specials. I've already worked out for those who are interested in joining to actually get a special that's running that day to become a member. So just know, I'm going to help you ignite your life. There are no more excuses because you get a chance to come out free for a day plus get a special. No more excuses. Hashtag no more excuses. All right. So that's kind of wrapping up our housekeeping. And also, if you have not already started following me on the other social networks, I am on Periscope, and we will be doing our Periscope live events on Periscope. I'm so excited about that. Those are coming soon. That's going to be our Money Blueprint Momentum series. That will be an exclusive Periscope series. And then right now, we're doing our Unleash Your Inner Genius series on Blab, and it's been hashtag blazing amazing. Last week was amazing. I ended up doing 4 sessions live on air, including 1 via chat, 2 via video, and then, I mean, it was just amazing. I cannot describe it. So if you are not on Blab, be sure to follow me on Blab so you can get the announcements for that, because I will be releasing that tonight. So many things I want to share with you guys, but as it were, we're going to keep it rolling because after this break, when we come back out, we'll be talking about nutrition, and we'll be talking about the top 10 healthy foods that you need to be eating and make sure is in your refrigerator and or pantry. Also, we're going to do a shorter show tonight. We usually do about an hour and a half, but I think we're going to do probably an hour, so that's why I'm trying to stay on time and stay on task. As soon as in just a minute, we're going to cut to break, but then when we come back, we're going to do about 15 minutes about nutrition, then we're going to do another 15 minutes on workouts, and then we're going to do another 15 on hydration, then we'll do a recap and review. If you want to call in with your questions, feel free to do so. If you want to email me your questions or inbox me your questions, a lot of people are shy out there. I got an inbox saying I'm shy, and I don't want to necessarily be on air, but I do have a question, and if you do, no worries. Be sure to ask that, and we will answer it. So we will be right back. Right now we're going to listen to some sounds from one of our breakthrough artists, our Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker breakthrough artist, Sam Harmonix, with Let Me Love You. We'll be right back right after this.
clown. Yeah, 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 my grown clown. I would never let you fall into a danger zone. No, 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 into a danger zone. This is the way I bar, baby. I would never drive you crazy. I just want you to be my lady.
Right here on the Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Network. That was our breakthrough artist, Sam Harmonix, with Let Me Love You. He is actually on a kind of a mini tour right now. We will have him back in the studios later on this fall and possibly in the spring as well. He visits us quite often. So I just want to say a special thank you for his support out there, one of our Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker partners. Wanted to also give a special thank you to Charlene Day of the Gift of Giving Tour and so many more, but we'll just, oh, and also Darlene Brown of Divine Empowerment. Thank you so much for your continued support. We appreciate you and Mia Zachary out there. She has a new movement there, so be sure to support her and so many more. So anyone who has supported us, we definitely will show you our support here on the Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Network. Right now, what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and start talking about nutrition. If, first of all, I have a question for you. I want you to do something. What is in your fridge? Next question. What is in your pantry? And I'm asking you so that you can actually answer that very honestly. When was the last time you went out to eat, and what did you eat when you went out? Those are some real questions that I want you to ask yourself as we talk about. There are a lot of food trends that are out there. Everybody's talking about different things. So I actually was looking at an article, and I thought it was really interesting, so I wanted to share it with you guys tonight. So we're going to talk about some top healthy food trends for 2015. So one, some of the best food trends to adopt, you know, like the acai berry. Remember, everybody wanted everything with acai berry in it. And so, but trends, as they do, they emerge over time. And they can range from a couple of years to a couple of decades. So the newest member of the tribe would be quinoa. And so also another thing that you will want to keep in mind, centuries-old cooking techniques are actually coming back as well. So the question becomes, what should you actually have in your refrigerator and what should you put in your pantry? So here are some of the top things to pay attention to for this year. And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. One second as I bring up the information here that I have my notes. So the first one is going to be TEF. I know you're like, what is TEF? Quinoa and mole continue to be as popular as ever, but it's not the only ancient whole grain that you should watch out for. So Whole Foods Market Culinary Content Editor, got to give credit where credit is due, Molly Siegler, says that teff will be the new hot old grain. So it's a grass that was cultivated in Ethiopia. Teff is very high in calcium, very high in iron, fiber, protein as well, and it has a sweet, mild, and nutty taste. And it is also naturally gluten-free. So teff, T-E-F-F, is the new grain that's trending right now. Teff works well on a main dish or as a side dish in baked goods, or actually also as a substitute for cornmeal. So just wanted to let you know. Teff is one of the trending items these days. And I know you're like, what else is there? Wait a minute, Toy, I didn't know about teff. I know, I didn't either. So I just ended up doing my own research to try to, so I can bring the information to you guys. Another one is beet greens. Now, I had honestly never heard of beet greens. So, of course, kale reigns supreme when it comes to, you know, greens. But there's a new green stepping into the spotlight, and it is the beet green. So if you bought beets with their leaves still attached, do not toss them out without giving them a go. All right. They are vitamin A rich beet greens or beet spinach. They look similar to chard, and if even people who hate beets say they love the beet greens, meaning the greenery that's attached to the bean, to the greens, to the beets. Beets! Give me a beet! Okay. I know that was a little corny, but you know I had to say that because it was just too good not to do. But anyway, a lot of people like to use beet greens in smoothies for some ideas and in soups. You can also swap them in a recipe that calls for spinach, kale, or collard greens, or saute them for an easy side dish. It's just a minute. So I just wanted to, you know, again, beet greens. Who would have ever thought? I know I would not have. So I'm just trying to give you a little bit of info, and I'm actually going to post it in our group as well, so that you'll have this information. Let's see what's next. I'm kind of curious. Let's see what we've got going. Wow. I've never heard of these beans either, but I'm going to share them with you. We are discovering together. Heirloom beans. Okay, so for those who are bored with traditional black and pinto beans, do not give up on that particular staple food. So the next time you're at the market, look out for what's called, quote-unquote, heirloom beans. What makes them stand out are their stronger flavors, their creamier and meatier textures, and some make the best bean liquid to cook with, according to some chefs. Interesting. Heirloom beans are a great vegan and gluten-free option, and they're rich in fiber and rich in protein. So there's a wide variety of heirloom beans to choose from. And there are some scarlet runner beans, which are red and purple or black. And then you have some other ones that are green in color. Fire tongue beans, which look like kidney beans, or some others. You can sprinkle those on salads as a meat-free, meaty topping. Interesting. So, again, heirloom beans. Who would have ever thought that there was I promise you, I'm a lifelong learner, so as I learn, I'm going to help you ignite your life too. So tonight we're talking about nutrition for those who are just joining us. So the next of the new trends for the top 10, I'm going to do 10 healthy food trends. Here we go. Are you ready? Rutabagas. Really? Yes. Rutabagas aren't just a funny sounding name. They're vitamin C rich root vegetables with a peppery taste, mild peppery taste. They're also known as yellow turnips. Swedish turnips or Swedes, that's what they're also called. And I know you're like, so Toy, what exactly do I do with them? I know, right? I'm asking the same thing because I'm not a big rutabaga fan, but I'm going to try and let you know how it goes. So it's perfect raw or cooked, mashed, pureed, roasted, boiled, braised, or stir-fried. This flexible vegetable is perfect in warming soup during the winter. So you can put it in soup and it'll be nice and warm. Just as so you'll know, we'll actually have one of my dear friends, Carrie Prince, who was on MasterChef this past summer. He's going to be joining us live in our studios. And if I can, I'm going to try to see if we can do a via satellite little session where he's going to be cooking up, whipping up some stuff in the kitchen. Either that or when I actually do the live TV show in Maryland, live shooting in Maryland, might have him do the same. I'm excited about that. So I just wanted to let you guys know we've got some really great stuff coming down the pike. So I'm really excited about that. So, okay, so that's rutabagas, right? Let's see what else we've got going on. Next, grass-fed dairy and meats, okay? So for steak and cheese lovers looking for some healthier choices, quote-unquote, try grass-fed versions of your favorites, okay, which have grown in popularity in the past decade and will continue to. So grass-fed meats and dairy are from livestock whose diets are limited to grass and forage, such as legumes, and they naturally contain more omega-3 fatty acids and antioxidants, which promote heart health, okay? So go to the grocery store, start looking for, and they literally put a sign, and Whole Foods actually has it in there, but I don't know if everyone has access to a Whole Foods, but wherever you do go to get food, try to find certified organic grass-fed beef. A lot of people don't know about that. So I just wanted to share that with you guys tonight, or this morning, or this afternoon, depending on where you are around the world. Speaking of around the world, thank you so much to our friends in India that are listening, that have been listening for the past 2 years, and Australia, and also Canada, and Great Britain. We have a lot of listeners out there. And there are other areas, Africa, actually, and let's see. There are a few more. They're off the tip of my tongue. Can't remember right now. But wherever you are, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you. So let's go to the next one. We're almost done. Ooh. Next, nut-based vegan cheese. This is an emerging vegan cheese variety. So cheese is getting a healthy makeover, so to speak. So nut-based cheeses. They're made from alternative milks such as almond, macadamia, nut milks, but prepared in traditional cheese-making style. Okay, so vegans and traditional cheese lovers alike will appreciate them. Interesting. And then I know you're like, well, what's in that toy? I know. So depending on the milk and the preparation used, vegan cheese can have several benefits such as a boost in vitamins E and B12, especially if they use almond milk. Just as a point of information. Ladies and gentlemen, I have even learned some new things. I'm telling you, that's why I want to share it with you. Okay, so next, gluten-free flours. Now, I didn't even know that flour could be gluten-free, but I know now, and now you do too. So if you ever need to avoid gluten or simply looking to make baked goods that are more flavorful, consider gluten-free flour. There are many different types, but some of the most popular choices are coconut flour, almond flour, chickpea flour, each with various nutrient levels, so they're going to vary. Almond and coconut flours are good sources of fiber, while chickpea flour is a staple in Indian dishes. It's high in protein. So even when you're baking, they give baked goods a lighter moisture texture. Say that three times fast, and even a richer taste, okay? So pre-mixed all-purpose gluten-free blends are also available and better suited for baking recipes. So a little point of information there about gluten-free flour, something to look for in your grocery store so you can start putting it in your pantry. Now, this next one I didn't even know was a trend, but apparently it is, unless... Drum roll, bone broth. I didn't know that. Most hype trend for the new year, coming up, bone broth. Typically made from beef, chicken, or turkey marrow bones that's boiled with herbs, spices, vinegar, and water. But did you know that it helps to fight inflammation and boost the immune system? I did not, but now you know, and I know as well. So while there's no evidence that bone broth has specific disease-fighting benefits, but the stocks are a great base for low-calorie soups that help you eat more health-enhancing veggies and fuel your weight loss success for those of you who are trying to lose weight. I'm on the opposite end of that spectrum, so I'm trying to gain and maintain. So we'll have a whole lot of bone broth, but I'll have a little bit just enough to help my immune system on every now and then. So that's bone broth for you. Interesting, interesting stuff. And we're almost done. Then we'll go to a break and we'll come back. Next, hyperlocal and non-GMO foods. Hyperlocal and non-GMO foods. So I know you've noticed more labels, food packaging, that always talking about GMOs, starting to eat better, what is organic, what is, you know, what GMOs are. So be sure to just pay attention to your labels. The sustainability factor in terms of the GMO ingredients is kind of interesting. The biggest concern is whether it comes to local and regional produce. So people are very health conscious and want to get very specific about these foods that they're buying. So stay up to date with the food labels that apply to you, which and make sure you're reading everything, because a lot of claims can be misleading about the GMO and whether it's non-GMO or not. So be sure, always just a tip of point of information, when you look on the back of your, where it says ingredients, the first ingredient is what's the most of, and then it kind of goes down from there. So for those that did not know that, whenever you're looking on the back of something and you're looking at the ingredients, I'm very big on doing that, because then I'll see what is the main content, and then you'll kind of be able to tell from there. And one day, maybe next month, we'll actually break down the whole GMO situation, what they are and what they are not. There are a lot of myths concerning it, and we kind of wanted to dispel those. For all intents and purposes, today we're just talking about the different trends that are out there. So hyperlocal and non-GMO foods is definitely on that list. So, all right. A lot of people are next, last but not least, and then we'll go to a break, and then we'll come right back, and then we'll start talking about workouts and hydration for the second half of the show. A lot of people are kind of guilty about cooking vegetables and meats the same way at every meal. So another good option is to dust off that slow cooker, okay? Start braising. Braising is making a comeback. People are trying it at home and trying to recreate it. A braised dish is first pan-seared and then cooked partially in liquid over low heat, unlike a stew, which is cooked fully in liquid. I'm going to say that again because somebody may have missed that. For my cooks out there, people who love to cook themselves whenever I can, a braised dish is first pan-seared and then cooked partially in liquid over low heat, unlike a stew, which is cooked fully in liquid. All right? So you can always experiment with different ingredients, and you can braise like in carrot juice or sweet potato juice, not just in broth for those that, you know, just really advanced. So it's a simple cooking technique that leaves you with a tasty yet nutritious sauce, okay? Meats such as chicken, short ribs, oxtails, lamb shanks are suitable for braising, but vegetables such as cabbage, leeks, carrots, and fennel are great braised as well, okay? Yes, just wanted to share that. Isn't that amazing? A lot of people have learned some new stuff. I know I've learned some new stuff, and I wanted to help you ignite your life. Tonight, we're talking about how to hashtag work yourself to wellness, workout, rest, eat, hydrate, and repeat. That's the name of this episode right here. Tonight, we're just opened up talking about nutrition in general with the top trends. When we come back, we're going to be talking about workouts, some myths, and some real facts. Then we're going to get into hydration, what it is not, what you need to be doing, what you do not need to be doing. So we're going to get it. And I do want to preface everything with my disclaimer that before you try to do anything, always seek your healthcare professional regarding your diet. Because this is not a replacement. This is supplemental material that I'm sharing with you. So do want to let you know that if you are on a special diet of any type, please follow your doctor's orders. If you have a nutritionist, follow their orders. Just ask them if you would, you know, if it's okay to incorporate some of these things into your diet. Always ask first, then, so in that way, you'd rather know and then be safe. Again, I have to give this disclaimer because, unfortunately, things happen. So just want to make sure I give my disclaimer. Be sure to do that. check with your health professional first before trying any new dishes. Make sure that they are in, congruent to your health plan or your health goals, okay? All right, now that I've shared that, we'll be right back right after this. What we're going to do is play something else from another one of our breakthrough artists, and we'll be right back right here on the Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Network.
Baby, be mine.
And we are back right here on the Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Network. That was another one of our breakthrough artists, Kimberly Charlene, with her cover of Michael Jackson's Baby Be Mine. Awesome, awesome job right here on the Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Network. We opened up talking about nutrition over the past, during the first hour and a little bit. Now we're into the second half of the show. We're going to be talking about workouts and how to maximize your workout. The one thing that you want to consider every time you do workout, there are different ways to supercharge your workout. Of course, you can use supplements. I definitely have some recommendations, but again, I'm always big on seeking your healthcare professional first before you try anything. Just want to put that out there. But there are things that you can do before and after you head to the gym to ensure supercharged workouts forever. You know, just general habits that you can develop, tips that can improve your efficiency, your strength, and even your time spent with what? The iron. So if you're going to schedule your day around the gym, make sure you head there well rested. Simple things. But let's, you know, just going to kind of talk about that. So make sure your head, when you head in there, you're well rested, your strength is there, because you don't want to come in exhausted and that kind of demotivates you, and you're not going to really get the most of your workout. Get your playlist ready to go, you know, all of that. And so you can get, what, a stronger, fitter body. But there are some other things that you need to do aside from that. You know, everybody goes in with their headphones, their music, their theme music going so they can get pumped. But it takes more than just good music and a great outfit to work out. So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. So I'm going to give you some different ways. So get your pen and paper. If you haven't already, you know me. I'm going to tell you to get that pen and paper out. So and we are back. Woo! Not sure what happened there. I know there's some storms in some areas, but as far as I check, we're clear here in North Carolina. But it's a little technical difficulty here at the Block Talk Radio. So just wanted to say thank you so much for hanging in there. We are back. And so get that, if you had time to get that pen and paper out, that's for sure. So number one, because we're going to go over quite a few ways to maximize your workout. So we talked about, you know, having everything straight. Your workout doesn't start when you walk into the gym. It actually begins with your mindset when you wake up in the morning, and it continues throughout the day. So it's beyond just having a great outfit, as I talked about before we had lost our signal there, but it's much more than having that great outfit. It's much more, although it is a factor, you know, feeling good about what you're wearing when you're at the gym does matter, but it's about more than just having that great theme music. When you go in, you've got your music going, you've got your outfit on, and you're feeling good. But it starts with eating the right things at the right times to increase your body's productivity at the gym. So in addition to your usual nutritional goals that we talked about previously, you should also observe different tips to power you through your workout. Number one, eat slow digesting carbs before your workout. A little research here. Researchers in the UK discovered that when athletes ate slow digesting carbs, such as whole grains for breakfast and lunch, they had lower insulin levels and burned more fat during the day. These athletes also had more endurance and burn more fat during exercise compared to those who ate fast-digesting carbs such as white bread or plain bagels. So be sure that all the meals you eat before your workout, including the one immediately before your workout, include about 40 grams of slow-digesting carbs such as oatmeal, sweet potatoes. I personally love sweet potatoes. That's me. Fruit, and even buckwheat or whole wheat bread. Okay? So number two, avoid higher fat meals for up to 4 hours before your workout. This is some good stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Really hope that you, even if you don't get it the first time, play it back, listen to it again, write it down. Avoid higher fat meals for up to 4 hours before workouts. So some more research. The University of Maryland School of Medicine in Baltimore study reported that high fat meal blunts the ability of nitric oxide to dilate blood vessels for up to 4 hours. So That's translated, that means that less blood flow to muscles and less of a muscle pump, which is even more costly if you've invested in a no supplement, okay, which is a nitric oxide supplement, is what I call no supplement. In the 4 hours before your workout, avoid eating large amounts of fat, such as the obvious fast food, of course, and packaged goods, even if you're in a mass gaining phase, because I'm in a gaining phase and people are trying to burn. But either way, whether you're trying to gain or whether you're trying to lose, avoid higher fat meals up to 4 hours before your workout. Again, you're trying to maximize your workout, right? So I'm trying to give you some tips. It's up to you to write them down, and it's up to you to apply them and ignite your life. So you can hashtag work your way, work yourself to wellness. Some people work themselves to death, but here on the Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Network, we believe in hashtag work yourself to wellness, okay? So, number three, eat a green salad with your last whole food meal before the gym. Again, some more research. The same University of Maryland researchers also discovered that consuming a small green salad with a high-fat meal prevented the adverse effects on the blood vessel dilation. So it enhances that nitric oxide. About 2 hours before you hit the gym, include a green salad with a low-fat dressing with your meal. Next. That's number three. Next, number four. Interesting. I personally don't eat buckwheat, but hey, you may find it in pancakes and soba noodles. Actually, I guess I do. Didn't realize it. I was saying I don't eat buckwheat. How about that? I just ignited my own life. I do, but I just didn't know it because I love soba noodles. So anyway, buckwheat, which is found in buckwheat pancakes and soba noodles, is a fruit seed that's often used as a substitute for grains. It digests slowly, which helps to increase endurance and fat burning. Buckwheat also contains a flavonoid, which helps to mimic insulin. So a cup of cooked soba noodles before workouts can give you more of a pre-workout creatine, actually, into your muscle cells without blunting fat loss, which can occur from high insulin spikes. I learned something new today. I hope I helped you learn something new also. That's pretty cool because I love soba noodles. So I've been doing the right thing. Didn't even know it. Here's number five. That was number four. Number five, take 20 grams of whey protein and 3 to 5 grams of a creatine supplement. Again, I've mentioned before doing these things, but these are just recommendations based off of the research. Research is from in Australia. Hi to my friends in Australia. Hello, we got some research from you guys. Reported that subjects who consumed a protein and creatine supplement immediately before and after workouts over a 10-week period increased their muscle mass by 87%, bench press strength by 36%, squat strength by 27%, and deadlift strength by 25%, decreased body fat by 3%. More than a group taking just supplement before breakfast and before bed. That's pretty huge. I'm just going to leave that right there. Boom. That's it. Ignite your life. Take 20 grams of whey protein and 3.5 grams of a creatine supplement. On to number six, because this show is probably going to last maybe to 10. Well, I was going to end it at 10, but wow, this information is getting really good. And I got some inboxes and asked me not to stop. So, okay, can't stop, won't stop. But we'll definitely probably stop at no later than 10:30 or 10:15. Let's see here. Number six, take 200 to 400 milligrams of caffeine 1 to 2 hours before your workout. Interesting. Research also shows, and I try to give attribution wherever possible. So research shows that caffeine taken pre-workout increases fat burning and endurance and blunts muscle pain during training, which means you can do more reps. And just as a side note, sidebar, if you cheat on your reps, you're cheating on your fitness goals. So do not cheat on your reps, okay? You're cheating on your reps, you're cheating on yourself and your goals that you have. Just wanted to throw that out there. How do I know? Because I cheated on my reps once, and I really paid for it. So you're trying to make up for what you didn't do, but you don't realize you've got to just go ahead and push through, do the reps when you're doing them, as opposed to trying to have to do back work. So much easier. Those of you who really lift and do reps know what I'm talking about out there. For those who don't, you know, I challenge you to, you know, endure and just give it a shot. You'll probably enjoy it. I never thought that I would be one that's actually, quote-unquote, pumping iron and doing reps. I've always been a runner, you know, kind of an elliptical gal, not really touching. I was like, I'm not trying to be all bulky, and I'm not. But everything that I've gained is lean muscle mass, and I still look feminine and looking fabulous. And it's really awesome. It's much greater than I ever imagined. So I stepped outside of my comfort zone this past year and actually started lifting weights, and I love it. It's kind of addictive, in fact. But anyway, back on topic. So I got some really cool little responses in my inbox. So yes, we're out. Yes, yes, yes. take 200 to 400 milligrams of caffeine 1 to 2 hours before your workout. It gives you a great boost and helps you do more reps. And it's pretty cool. Number 7, take 3 to 5 grams of arginine 30 to 45 minutes before your workouts. A study reported that it actually helps increase your reps per minute for the bench press by almost 20 pounds more than those who actually took a placebo. Interesting. That's number 7. Number 8. Now, number 8, I'm going to have to try, definitely. Add 2 teaspoons of cocoa extract to your pre-workout protein shake. Interesting. Huh. They say it boosts your nitrogen oxide levels and blood vessel dilation. Interesting. So if you've taken your nitrogen oxide and then had a pre-workout salad, this will keep the NO, I'm trying to use, you know, the acronym there, levels higher longer. Interesting. Interesting. So that's number 8. Number 9, use forced reps on your last set. Have some research from our friends in Finland. A Finnish study found that when subjects performed a workout with forced reps, a spotter helped them get them through their sticking points to get a few more reps in. Their growth hormone levels were almost 4,000% higher than when using forced reps. So the last set of each exercise, after reaching failure, go for 2 to 3 extra force reps, but utilize that sparingly to prevent overtraining. And I was going to say that, so I'm glad that the study also shared that as well, because you want to be sure you don't overtrain. Sometimes we want to push ourselves to the limit, and I get it, but you also want to be healthy, and you want your you don't want to damage anything. So be mindful of that. Another thing can vary your rep speed. That's number 12. And another study from our friends in Australia down under, subjects performing fast repetitions, 1 second on each of the positive and negative portions of the rep, gain more strength than subjects doing slow reps, because the fast twitch muscle fibers have greatest potential for strength increasing. Interesting. Did not know that. Interesting. So something that you can try. I'm pretty sure that has something to do with muscle confusion, but we're not going to delve deep into that tonight. We might save that for when we have one of our experts on to really go into, like I might have a trainer on maybe later on this year, depending on the feedback from the show, to actually go in depth about those things. And also train with several partners, because research has found that when you lift in front of other people as opposed to just by yourself, you end up having a little bit more strength. Probably your energy levels are higher because you have that encouragement. Interesting. Another, it's number 14. It's kind of interesting. It says use an iPod, but playing music, of course. So, and I talked about that in the beginning, how it actually does impact, and it really does. So a study done by the WIDER research group, WIDER, it's either WIDER or WIDER, W-E-I-D-E-R, I apologize if I mispronounced it, but found that when trained bodybuilders performed a shoulder workout while listening to music on a personal MP3 player, they were able to complete an average of 1 to 2 more reps per set for all sets than every single exercise. It's a great source of motivation. Create a playlist. Even if you don't have an iPod, just use your iPhone. Have your MP3, you know, your list going of your favorite songs or however you want to do that to help boost your adrenaline and bring that adrenaline to the gym. Also, for those that do not know, I mentioned it at the beginning of the show, but we do have our Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker partnership with Fitness Connection. Be sure to come out to the, if you're in the Raleigh area, visit the Pleasant Valley location off of Glenwood Avenue. We are having an Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker event where you can have a family fitness fun day where you get to work out one day free. And then you also will be eligible for some specials that we have going on as being part of the event. It's a meet and greet for me to meet some of the listeners in the Raleigh area. Also, as an opportunity, I wanted to do something for the community where I can invite people to come in and have a chance to work out for free because everybody, you know, for whatever reason, budget-wise or whatever have you, you know, don't always get a chance to join a gym. And I would love to help other people. I've tried to be blessed to be a blessing, and I want other people to have that gym experience and have the opportunity to. So we've got some, you know, done a partnership to create some special deals so that people who normally would not get a chance to go work out can do that. And you can actually join a gym and have that great feeling of belonging and have that great feeling of support with your fitness goals. So I just wanted to share that. For more information, feel free to inbox me or you can email me at toy@toyparker.com. Feel free. Number 15, don't train too heavy for too long. And we're almost done. And we're going to wrap up the show in a little bit. Don't train too heavy for too long. So training with a heavy weight that prevents you from getting more than 4 to 5 reps is good for strength and overall mass, but it has to be done in conjunction with lighter training that allows you to get 8 to 12 reps, okay? So too much heavy training will work against the muscle growth, simply stated, okay? And that's from some of our friends at Baylor University, research from there. So, wow, interesting. Number 16 is interesting. Stay off of the exercise balls, wobble boards, and other instability devices. Our friends in Canada, scientists have reported that doing dumbbell chest presses on an exercise ball resulted in 40% decrease in strength, probably because of the stability. So I'm not saying don't do the exercise balls, just wanted to be clear here. Wobble boards and other instability devices, but just when you're doing your reps, be mindful that you're not getting as much efficiency in terms of the strength that you're trying to get as though you would on something more stable, okay, simply stated. So plant yourself for better gains, basically. Number 17, and I do this personally, so I do know that this works. I didn't do research to find it out. I just kind of trial and error, honestly, and found that saving cardio for after your weight workout when you're doing your weights works really well. And I feel better, too. So research is from Japan. Our friends over in Japan found that when subjects did cardio before weights, their GH response to the weight workout was blunted by about 1,100% compared to when they lifted first and then ended with cardio. So try to do your cardio either after weights or on a different day. I personally do cardio on my in-between weight days. So I do Monday, Wednesday, Friday lifting, and then Tuesday, Thursday are my cardio days. And I do no more than about 45 minutes of cardio. I don't overdo it. But I do, I'm a runner. I love to run. So I get my cardio in, do some jump rope to get the heart rate going. All right. Also, number 18, use wrist straps for your pulling exercises. So there's research that says that using those wrist straps to complete helps you complete more reps. Probably has something to do with the stability, pretty much. Also, what we'll do, we'll take a break here. We'll come back and go over just a few more. Wow, really, hashtag blazing amazing workout tips. And then we will wrap up. But we'll be right back right after this. It's a brand new day right here on the Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Network.
Hey, hey. Some people come, some people go. I made my name on a TV show.
Yes, it's time to ignite your life and unleash your inner genius in love, life, and business today. Be sure to visit toyparker.com to schedule your 30-minute breakthrough session for love, life, and or business. Plus, for powerful resources and course dates and times, stop by igniteyourlifebreakthroughinstitute.com and be sure to register for upcoming webinar series that are specially designed to help you unleash your inner genius. Find Toy on all social media via her About section on google.com/+ Toy Parker Media. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Network. Be sure to go to toyparker.com for more materials from your empowerment engineer. That's right, Toy Parker. And join our Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Facebook group today. Knock on the door and we will definitely always let you in. Always remember, love people, trust God, pray always, and expect victory.